Chapter 5. A Man of the Wilderness. I spent the next few years in various places in northern Ontario. Every winter, I worked with different trappers. During those years, I wrote a lot in my notebook about my experiences and my feelings. Here are some of my thoughts. While we were checking traps yesterday, a big snowstorm began. We walked, but we couldn't see anything. We slept outside because we couldn't return to our cabin. It was extremely cold. I'm surprised we survived. Last week, we didn't catch any animals in the traps. We were very hungry. Luckily, we found moose bones. There was still a little meat on the bones. We cooked the bones and ate the meat hungrily. This is another bad week. We are very hungry again. Earlier this evening, I suddenly saw something fall from the sky. "Look," I shouted to the other trappers. "An owl dropped a bird." We ran to get the bird before the owl returned for it. We cooked the small bird and ate it. During the summers, I worked in the forests as a fire ranger. Many people went on holiday to the forests at this time of the year. They camped in tents and took long walks. They all made fires to cook food and to stay warm at night. The job of a fire ranger was to remind people to be careful with the fires. Fire rangers also watched carefully for signs of forest fires. Because I was responsible for a large part of the forest, I travelled constantly. I walked through the forest and paddled canoes on rivers and streams. I carried a big bag with equipment, hunted for food, and was alone most of the time. The summers were very hot, and it often rained. I was very careful of wild animals, especially female animals with young babies. I knew it was dangerous to get too close to their babies. Also, I got many insect bites, and they irritated my skin. As you can see, life in the Canadian wilderness wasn't easy, but I knew I didn't want to leave it. During an especially difficult summer, I wrote in my notebook, "Sometimes I think, should I return to city life?" But then, I look at the animals, the trees, and everything else in nature, and I know I want to remain a man of the wilderness. I worked as a trapper, and for a few years I worked independently as a fire ranger. Then I met two Ojibwe Indians called Alex and Annie Espaniel. They invited me to stay with them. I learned more of the Ojibwe language and more of their traditional ways of hunting and fishing. One day, I was impatient to kill many beavers for their fur. I decided not to use traps because I wanted to do it quickly. Instead, I used explosives to destroy a beaver lodge. The lodge is a beaver's home. Usually, many young and adult beavers share a lodge. I succeeded in my mission and killed many beavers in the lodge. But Alex was very upset. "You know, that is not our way," he told me angrily. "Never kill so many animals at the same time. And especially, don't kill the young animals or their mothers." It was an important lesson. "I'll never do that again," I promised. Later I said to Alex, "You're teaching me so much. You're like a father to me." I didn't really have a father. I began to call Alex by an Ojibwe name. It means the one I am proud to call Dad. I also began to colour my hair black and use henna to colour my skin brown. I felt like an Indian, and I wanted to look like one too. My days as an Englishman were over.